What is an arts degree? What can it get you? What can you study? I know that's a big question for a lot of parents, especially. And, you know, animal health technology, you can go up and check out the cats and the dogs and see what those students are doing up there. And then we also have the resource fair. So the resource fair runs from 10 to 2, and that is over 40 booths, basically. It's the easiest way to explain it, of student services, faculties, departments that students and parents can chat with and just learn more about what TRU is outside of just the programs.
You know, you're going to have a lot of people there telling prospective students that, hey, this is the place to be, you know, all that positive good stuff. Mm-hmm. Will you have students, current students there, to really tell the potential student what it's like?
Absolutely. We try to do that as much as we can. So the faculties that are doing information sessions, so sciences, for example, there's a lot of programs in science, and so they bring everybody into a classroom and they do kind of like speed dating. So each program
what
area.
What did you call that?
Speed dating.
Never heard of that term before.
And it's basically our way to explain that it's a lot of information in a short period of time, and then you move on. And then you decide which one you're going to pick at the end. So each faculty or department gets a chance to speak about their program. And what they do is they bring a current student that's taking their program. So natural resource science, for example, or respiratory therapy. And it's the students that speak about their experience and what they love about the program. And then my department, we run a program called the Future Student Ambassador Program. So those are current students that work with us on a volunteer basis. They're at open house giving the campus tours. So it's not us, you know, old farts giving campus tours. It's current students from their perspective. And our volunteers are usually current students too. So what I encourage is anybody that's coming to open house, stop and chat with those students and get that real perspective. So yes, absolutely, there'll be students there.
That was a short answer, right?
Short answer, yes.
There you go. These open houses are nothing new to TRU. Do you do something different each year with them?
Somewhat. I mean, it's taken a long time to get to where we are. So open houses changed a lot. In 2008, I used to sit at a booth in the Campus Activity Center for 2 weeks, 8 hours a day, to answer any questions of people popping
by. Holy cow.
Very boring.
Yeah.
Not what it is now. And over the past 3 years, we've grown to an event that's 100 people to 500 people. And so right now we're in a position where our schedule is really great and we do things that work. But what's different this year is we're really focusing on the atmosphere. So we are making it really lively, really exciting to come to campus. We're adding more campus tours to the event. And of course, every year we have more and more departments jumping on board with Open House to promote what they offer. So although the schedule hasn't changed very much, we're keeping that the same because it works well.
What are the hours? How long is this?
So the resource fair starts at 10, but our first campus tour is at 9 a.m. So students can pretty much come and check in anytime around 8:30. But the resource fair starts at 10 and the first session starts at 10 as well. So the schedule's online. Students can go. It's not online yet. It will be in a week or so. And students can check out and see what they want to attend and build their timetable.
How many students or potential students are you anticipating on showing up?
We anticipate around 500 students and parents. So, yeah, I'd say probably around 250 to 300 students.
You were saying a pre-register. Is this what you encourage people to do?
Yeah, so we do have an RSVP form on our website, and the reason we do that is, one, if you register in advance and you actually come to Open House, you are entered to win a really great TRU swag bag full of amazing TRU stuff that I would love to have. And it also gives us an idea of who's coming, where are they coming from, and what they're interested in. And it also makes that sign-in process and registration process faster. So all you have to do is check in, give us your name, and off you go to your activities for the day.
Well, it helps you guys out, too, the organizers, in that, okay, we've got these 400 people coming in. Mm-hmm. You're ready for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, if people are filling out that registration form and all of a sudden telling us that they're, you know, there's 20 people really interested in one specific program area and maybe we don't have a booth for them or an info session at that time, then we might look at bringing something in for them.
Well, there you go. Mm-hmm. You know, with this being one of TRU's big recruitment events of the year, I would imagine a lot of personnel are needed to make this another successful event. How many people are involved and from what areas of the university do you get them from?
From all over. So like I said, this has grown a lot and we have some really awesome campus buy-in. So you can just imagine that resource fair with over 40 booths. There's usually at least one or two faculty members or department members from across, you know, the institution.
Yeah.
So that's 40 to 80. Then there's my team. So we are a team of seven. Then we have numerous volunteers, like those student ambassadors I was chatting about. So at least 100 people on campus really to make this successful. And, you know, shout out to the Lions Club. They come to campus as well and do an amazing barbecue for us. And so that's another
Don't
group.
They serve the best burgers and hot dogs?
Oh, my gosh. So good. And I mean, what's an event without food?
That's right.
Right? So props to them. We couldn't do it without them. And so there's even more people just from off campus that really make this event successful.
How about another event like this? You mentioned there's one in the fall, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess during the spring and fall open house, you get some really interesting stories from prospective students, even from students who have been through the process mm-hmm. before.
Yeah. So, I mean, one of the favorite things that I have about open house is hearing why students have come to open house and why they brought their families to campus. So here's an example. It's really great to meet a student in, say, grade 11 from out of province. And then we see them again in their grade 12 year, and then they come to open house and we actually see them on campus and how excited they are about the possibility of coming to TRU. That's really great, knowing that we've influenced their decision. Like, here's an example. A couple years ago, we had a student come from Ontario, from Toronto. So her and her parents flew in for the day. She had just researched TRU. They missed the last tour of the day. And so, of course, we always go above and beyond for our students. And so I did a campus tour with them. And they were so excited. They were choosing between us and another university. She was sold on TRU. Just, it was a great place. This is where she wanted to be. She actually started at TRU and remembered us and how we impacted her decision that she joined us in our future students team as an ambassador.
Wow.
And she got to share her story of coming to open house and how she made that decision. And she got to share that with other future students. And she's a star. And just little things like that, hearing, you know, we met you on the road and now they're at open house. It's amazing.
And you don't forget those people, do you?
You don't.
No.
Ever. No.
Kiri Elves is manager of Future Students Department at TRU. They've got the big open house coming up on Saturday, March 24th. And I'm sure, Kiri, there may be some questions in listeners' minds right now simply about recruiting. And I'll tell you what, let's take a break and we'll come back and address some of that.
You bet.
Okay, we'll talk about those questions about recruiting when we return on Radio NL.